Another game undefeated for Aberystwyth Town as they drew 1-1 with a Gapconnell Quayside that had been majorly strengthened today with the signing of Steve Evans. Your thoughts on the game, Ian?
It was quite an even game. I thought we started quite well in terms of we had a couple of chances. We won the penalty, and in my eyes, there's probably a red card. If he's not taken down, Mark Jones is tapping that in from about 5 yards out. So for me, it's a penalty and it's a red. Obviously, Chris, you know, misses the penalty. Well, the keeper saved it, in all fairness, and then we don't have any advantage really. Even if we'd have missed the penalty, we shouldn't have been playing against 10 men, which then makes the game slightly easier. But you know, all credit to Gapconnell Quayside, they've strengthened. I think they were fighting for their lives, and that was evident today. But having said that, we created our chances. I think Terry McCormack was man of the match in terms of he made the 2 great saves in the first half, and he was kept busy in the second half as well. But that winning goal just wouldn't come.
Yeah, I mean, both keepers did exceptionally well. I mean, in the first half, Mike Lewis made a great stop from a Steve Evans header. The only blemish for the keepers was the sublime finish by Chris Venables early in the second half.
Yeah, you know, Chris has got that in his locker. He's seen it early. I think he's about 35, 40 yards out, and it's a great finish. But you know Chris is going to influence the game in a positive way some way. And obviously after missing the penalty, he was extremely disappointed. But for him to, you know, to have the mental strength to carry on playing the way he did, and to even attempt that, you know, still have the confidence to attempt that shot is great, you know, for us. And you know, he's our talisman, and he deserved his goal.
Looking at the league as well, you know, that's 5 games now. We're undefeated. That's a good record, although we haven't quite won as many games as what probably you would have liked.
The three draws, you know, other than today, we've been ahead in the other 2 games. TNS at home, which he's probably taken a draw. Bangor at home, where we were winning 2-0, and, you know, ended up having to claw that game back in the last minute and draw 3-3. And then today, you know, we go 1-0 down, we're chasing the game in terms of the second half. I thought there was a 10-minute spell where I thought just after Chris Venables' goal, it was wave after wave in terms of possession that we had, and we were switching the ball well from one side to the other. But, you know, opposition teams are giving us the respect we deserve now, and they're coming here and they're dropping deeper, and they're, you know, getting players behind the ball. Now we've got to be a little bit more clever in how we break that down, and we need, you know, ball players to get on the ball and thread balls through rather than hoping about, you know, getting in behind them. Because last season, you know, I think some teams didn't give us the respect we deserved, really. But certainly this year, at Park Avenue, with our great record, they're coming here and they're sitting deep and making it difficult for us.
And looking ahead to next week, we've got a game against another one of the teams, which should be a tough game. Another, you know, one of the teams that will be scrapping in and around that top 6 spot. How will we look to play when we go to Port Talbot next week?
It'll be tough, it'll be physical, as there always is down there. Gerard Harvey's come in and done quite a good job in terms of getting the local players back. So I think there's a better team spirit around the place. I think he's got them playing for the club, which is and working hard. And I think I see a lot of similarities between us of last season and Port Talbot this season in terms of, you know, I think the squad's been galvanised and he's done a good job. But, you know, we're okay on the road so far this season. We've been able to win a couple of games away from home. It'd be good to go there and give it a good go, obviously playing Ballard at home after that. So it's going to be a tough couple of weeks, as I say, but, you know, that's what we're in the game for.